I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You have some closing remarks for us? I know you do.
Yeah. I've been talking to you all a few times about this thing that I've started doing every morning, this morning meditation. It's a series of things I do. You don't have to do it. Everybody has to pick their own way to go about it. I just decided, because of a scripture that I read, Psalms 5 and 3. And Psalms 5 and 3, it just talks about in the morning. It just talks about when you talk to God in the morning, you're asking him to hear your voice. And then after you ask him to hear your voice of everything you pray and talk to him about, ask him, show gratitude, you wait in expectation of all these things to happen in your life. You know, nothing. Look, everything you ask for not going to happen today. But you spend your day in expectation that God is going to do something to move you closer to your goals, your dreams, your visions, and especially to him. But what I have learned about this morning meditation, and it has brought about a peace in my life that I've never had before. I'm just sharing it with everybody because I'd like for you all to try it. Look, they got these daily inspiration books all over the place. The one I got is called Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young. It's just a 365-day devotional. You can pick any one you want. You know how they have the little message of the day, and then they back it up with a couple of scriptures. And look, man, I'm not being religious with you at all, because your faith doesn't matter to me. I'm just talking about a method, this morning meditation. And what I do is, what it does is after I get through meditating and I say the Lord's Prayer and I read my little daily inspiration, I got a Bible app. And I do my verse of the day, and then I go look it up in the Bible, and I look it up in the New Living Testament so I can understand the real words. And before I close out, I pull out my list of everything that I'm thanking God for, which is a full sheet of paper. And then I have a second sheet of paper, that's stuff I'm asking God for, which is another full sheet of paper. What I've learned in this meditation is that it has given me a peace that has transcended my intellect. And what I mean by that is, what I've discovered was happening to me, and it might be happening to a lot of you, is when most of your mental energy goes into trying to figure everything out, which I can't tell you how much of my morning, I used to wake up in the morning and began to try to figure everything out. When you're trying to figure it out, the peace that God can really give you, you're not capable of receiving that, because you're in the way with your mindset. See, you're so busy trying to figure it out that you don't leave room for God. And what God does, God kind of looks in your head and probably looking at all these thoughts spinning around and round and going nowhere and accomplishing nothing. And all the while, this peace that he has for me had been kind of hovering over my head, searching for a place to land. But I wasn't giving his peace a place to land in my head, because I had it so jumbled up with thoughts of how to figure it out, what I'm going to do, who should I call, what should I say, how do I respond. And for the past month, I've stopped doing that. All of a sudden, it just gave me an incredible peace that he had been trying to give to me for years. I wish I had learned this a long time ago, but maybe it can help you out the way it's helped me. But I guess we all learn stuff as we go along. You know, we are all slowly becoming the person that we should have been a long time ago. I also learned of late that it takes your entire life to find out everything there is to find out about yourself. To be who you really are, it takes your entire life. This person that I've become has become a person more at peace. As all the controversy and things swirl around me, God has given me a real calmness in the eye of the hurricane. And we all can be the center of the hurricane if we just refuse to step out in the swirl that's around us. And it's all around us. It's relative to who you are. Some swirls appear bigger than other swirls because of the level you've reached in life. Some people, I might look over there and go, man, that ain't nothing. But in their world, it could be everything. It could be monumentous. So who am I? Because it's all relative as to where we are. You know, we all got our different crosses to bear. But the one thing I've learned about this morning meditation has given me a peace beyond my intellect. And it has caused me to just have a calmness that I haven't had in a long time. And I don't have to respond to everything, because everything that somebody's saying about you and everything that somebody's doing towards you that's meant for evil, that ain't your business. And don't make it yours. Don't even worry about it. Those people have no idea that God's ways are as high above the earth as the heavens. They have no idea. They just operating in their own little cocoon, thinking they stirring up something because they got some likes or something like that. Hey, y'all, don't get in that. Don't worry about them people. If you love God and you a child of his, he's working on your behalf, even when it look like it's a mess out there. All you got to do is stay at the eye of the hurricane. Don't get in the swirl. Don't go out there. If you stay centered in him, he'll give you a peace that transcends all your intellect. That's what the morning meditation has done for me. I would invite you all to try it yourself. All right? That's it today. Those are my closing remarks.
Drop it like it's hot.
It's already dropped.
Oh, yes.
Good one.
It is.
Have all a great week here.
Just got back.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.